This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
What's in your mind? I don't know. Scott's just yelling at his laptop for some reason.
Why do you tell all my secrets?
I don't tell him your secrets.
Nobody needs to know I'm yelling at my laptop.
Why are you wearing a mask in here? I mean,
does it do any good to yell at a...
not wearing a mask.
This is the first time I've been actually in the same sphere as Todd the Radio God Mitchell. Physically, not
see,
just...
Now we are starting to get, you know, back to normal here once we can start having a few people around here.
Yes, exactly.
I had to wear pants today and everything. I mean,
Today I'm at the studios of 550 K-Fire, and when I pulled up this morning, I see this beautiful Mercedes convertible. It is like, you know, cherry apple red. It is, you know, it's got Todd... TRT,
yep.
Your license plate.
Yeah, it's funny. I pulled up to a red light the other day, and some guy looks at me and goes, "Took me a while to figure out your license plate." I'm like, oh, okay.
He knows
who I am. Yeah. Well, it was just funny because he didn't even, no kind of introduction or anything. He just looks at me with a look, and I'm like, "What's up?" And it took me a while to figure out the license plate, but I figured out how it's going.
There you go.
I thought that was hilarious. Hey, I've only got so many days with a convertible left in North Dakota, you know?
And it is a beautiful.
It's going to be in the 30s early next week.
September day, perfect. Perfect. What are you going to crank up on the radio later today when you put the top down and cruise? Anything planned for?
Well, the podcast of What's in Your Mind in case I miss something.
Well,
is that a good answer?
Sure. What bumper music? What bumper music for the drive?
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, you got to pick your favorite. Best driving music.
That's tough.
There you go. Best driving music. This one do it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Earth, Wind, and Fire, September. Sure.
Yeah, Earth, Wind, and Fire, and it is September.
There are a lot of good September songs. The Barbra Streisand one is not one. September Morn?
No.
I'm thinking Neil Diamond when I think of September Morn.
Well, there you go.
Well, yeah, he did it too. Yeah,
they both did. Did she do the September Morn?
Yeah. That's more of a Neil Diamond song.
That's Nails on the Chalkboard Diamond.
Okay, either one of them, no.
Not September Morn by Neil Diamond?
Not September Morn by anybody.
It's a little sleepy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll take that for a bumper today, though. Your challenge,
that is good.
Kevin Flynn, would be to...
all the September songs.
Only September music today on the program. Yeah.
There you go.
And I can think of two, so I don't know if there's more.
September Morn does not count.
Good luck on that. Anyway.
What's the other one, then? Or is September Morn the other one?
I was thinking September Earth, Wind, and Fire and September Morn. Those are the only two I can come up with.
I can only think of one you can use in the show, then.
Well, I like September Morn. I like a little Neil Diamond every now and then.
I like Neil Diamond, but really? We could pick a better Neil Diamond song.
Do you think
so?
Anyway, we have stuff to do, places to go, people to see, and certainly always welcome your bumper suggestions, too, on the program. Todd's got to come up with the song on a September day, and maybe you can help him with this. You know, top down, Mercedes convertible. Beautiful day.
We had Seasons in the Sun, because we're just about out of those.
What are you playing on the radio? What's the song you play on the radio? We'll add it to our bumper repertoire. Here is the telephone number for What's
Running on a Dream, Tom Petty. It's impossible to not speed with that song on.
It's pretty good. A couple of Keith Urban songs I can think of.
Yeah?
Usually have me pick up the speed a little bit, roll the window down. Anyway, we're going to get off of this. And we're going to get on to these.
You just told the Trooper Talk guys that, just, you know.
Business at hand.
Follow you now.
Yeah, exactly right.
Having your...
Those Trooper Talk guys, we got to get them back in here.
I know.
One of these days. Yeah. Putting our ace producer, Chris Larson, on that. Of course, I throw him 10 ideas a day, so they keep piling up, and he can't quite get to them.
A day?
Yeah.
A day, yeah, really.
You think it's
an hour, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wish I'd just think it up on the way over here. Drew Wrigley, our U.S. attorney. I was thinking would be a good guest here soon. They arrested an individual and now charged an individual that attempted to murder a cop in Grafton. So this is happening here. How do you deter crime? You know, what's happening?
And yet, is that making the national news? No.
The Trump administration also has been very big on drug crime, so I want to find out how that focus is going in North Dakota. So he was one guest I just thought of. But I think of a few guests
See?
Every now and then.
And it's only been a few seconds.
Right. And
imagine what happens after a whole minute.
The good news is I love your suggestions, too, on who would be a good guest or what would be a good topic. So let us know, okay? Okay, now I'm finally going to say it. 800-228-0550. That's the toll-free telephone number.
You forgot the countdown.
Oh, could you give me the countdown?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
What was the countdown for?
Then you give the number.
Oh, to give them notice.
So, yeah. You're right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay, so just remind you, that countdown was for you to grab
Seems
a pen.
Childish, but, you know.
But some people say,
it's
you know.
It's a point of reference. So, I mean, it's legit.
We have people that tell us, slow down. When you say the numbers, please, because I can't get it.
It's tough to get Scott to slow down on anything.
It is.
You know.
We only have a limited amount of time, and we're using precious a lot of it right now with this.
Only
very
so many people
number.
Get 48 hours of work done in a given 24-hour period. That's
so
one of them.
We had a suggestion from a listener say, just tell me when you're going to say the number, so we came up with the countdown. So that's what Todd did. So you've had plenty of notice now, and here's the number, 800-228-0550. Okay? Now, how do you use that number? Well, I'd first ask you, what's on your mind? What's worrying you? What's concerning you? What would you like to see some action on? What do you want done about it? Nobody's talking about this. It's important. Why aren't they talking about this? I want more people to know about it. Then maybe they'll care. Whatever it is. I hear this over and over and over on the news. Nobody says, this is the way to fix it, but this would fix it. There's some examples of why you use that number, 800-228-0550. Okay? And you can also text us.
Yeah.
Todd has his phone in his hand as we speak, 701-226-8503. It's melting.
My old one did melt. That's why I had to get a new one.
So many of you called it.
I had the place full of smoke and everything.
701-367-2054 for me. 701-367-2054. Guess what? We cleared the deck today. We are guest-free till the bottom of the next hour, unless somebody suggests a guest we need to get on the phone pronto to get an answer. We'll do that. I wouldn't mind having Wayne Stengem on the program to answer a question. Since he's a member of the land board, when they're going to stop the assault on oil and gas companies, trying to get them to pay for something that a court has not yet decided whether or not is due.
Right.
The land trust is, I think, $4 billion. I think it's $4.1 billion, maybe more. Mm. It's billions. It's multiple billions.
Right.
But they're sending out like past due notices now for pennies compared to the $4.1 billion to companies at a time when we have a pandemic and mass layoffs. It's unbelievable to me.
So is it a panic cash grab or what's going on?
Nobody seems to know. I do detect that the Attorney General knows it's wrong. The governor knows it's wrong. The governor's willing to do something about it. He needs a second to do something about it. Kirsten Baszler. That's my top of my mind. I just, you know.
How did I drop this ball? See you in September by the happenings.
Another one for your list, Kevin.
One of my Saturday night
one for your list.
Staples there.
Got it.
Okay, beautiful. We're going to be September song happy today on the program, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, that was just an example of what's on my mind. It just popped there. It's a thing I know a lot of people aren't thinking about, but I don't like the idea that we have unemployed people in the oil and gas industry, a product now of COVID, right? Lack of demand.
Right.
And the rigs have gone way, way down. We have an industry that's in some measure of trouble. They really are. And you need to care about this. You need to care about it. I know there's people in the sound of my voice here in the audience that go, oil companies, who cares? Like, they'll be fine. It's no big deal. Look, I could care.
What about the tens of thousands of people working for the oil companies? They're not going to be fine.
Thank you. I mean, the corporate folks will be fine. There's no worries there. The owners will be fine. There's no worries there. I'm talking about people, neighbors of ours.
Harold Hand's not going to be tin cupping at any time soon.
No.
We know that. But what about the tens of thousands out in the patch who are working for the oil companies who are now, through no fault of their own, sitting doing nothing?
I will say this about Harold Hamm. he pours his wealth back into more drilling.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? So he isn't the kind of person who just wants to get more and more and more, and it's all for me. He's actually, an advocate for the industry in drilling. He wants to fix this as much as anybody, but that's because it'll employ more people. There's more rigs, everything else. Anyway.
But nobody was ever saying poor, poor Harold Hamm in the first place. So for anybody to point that finger, wrong.
The question of the day, completely unrelated to anything we talked about, but I'm curious if people want to weigh in on this or anything else on their mind today, is this. Donald Trump will be in Kenosha, Wisconsin today. He has two approaches. Commander-in-chief, hugger, kinder, gentler.
Right.
Or he is, carrying a big stick and wants law and order. And enough of this already.
But I thought they didn't want him to go to Kenosha.
Well, this is why I'm sort of asking the question.
Yeah.
So, question of the day. What do you want in Kenosha, Wisconsin today from the president? Kinder and gentler? Or a push for more law and order? Not only there, but in the country. What do you want? Let me know. Robert in Belcourt has a September song. We'll add to our list.
There we go.
Kenny, somewhere in northern Minnesota, and more.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next-generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
Time to go to the mailbag for Jim, the flagpole guy. What you got, Jim?
Oh, Scott, Bill and Kayla from Wheaton. Hey, you told me to send pics of the flag you did for us. I hope to send more when the garden around it becomes established. We love it and get compliments all the time, Bill and Kayla. Isn't that cool, Scott?
That is cool. Thanks, folks, for flying the flag, standing up for America, showing your patriotism. Jim's got a great display waiting for you. Call him at 701-571-FLAG or go to ndflagpoleguy.com.
And thank you.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Oh, I didn't think of this one. Ha! Ah, you win it.
Summer has come and passed. The innocent can never last. Wake me up when September ends.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen. Where else do you get this? Where else do you get September bumper music? Does anybody think of this? I don't think so. It's a nice song. Who sings this? Familiar voice.
Green Day.
Green Day.
Okay. Yep. Yeah. Yeah, this guy's a big Green Day fan.
Yeah,
sure.
I am a huge Green Day fan. I have all their 45.
Actually, you know what, though? When they did the concerts from everybody's homes when COVID was just starting up, Billy Joe Armstrong was the coolest. Kind of a nice, relaxed thing. And then his dog gets up and sits next to him. I mean, it was so cool.
I don't watch any of those.
Kind of fun seeing everybody from, because that's more real.
I was researching herd immunity, and you guys were listening to Green Day online concerts, I guess. I don't know. I'm obviously have no
idea. You got to remember, I programmed that stuff on Y93 for years.
I know. Can I tell you about MyPillow?
Tell me all about it.
Nothing like a September nap. And a nap is better.
Have you not gotten Chris Larson hooked up with a MyPillow yet?
I hope so. I can't remember.
I mean, of all people who needs one, anybody that's going to try to shadow your 48-hour day in 24 hours, given his circumstance, he needs one.
Do you have one, Chris?
I sure do, Scotty.
Okay, see, we took care of him. Yes, we did. Yes.
But what about when that one needs to get washed? He needs a spare.
Now, I do need to bring a Bud Light 24-pack. I've been promising that. So don't have to do that.
Yeah, he deserves that, too.
We both
this weekend of all weekend, you better get him a couple of them.
Anyway, the MyPillow September nap thing we were talking about. Listen, if you put a mattress topper from MyPillow on your mattress, number one, you have a big savings because you didn't have to go buy a new mattress, and now you have the most comfortable mattress ever. This thing is unbelievable. Now, if you don't believe me, it's a 60-day money-back guarantee. Sleep on it one night, two nights, five nights. Don't like it? I'm done with it. I'm sending it back. It's fine. There's no risk in this. Comes with a 10-year warranty. But right now, here's the reason I'm telling you about this. I mean, Mike Lindell has a lot of good products. He invented a lot of stuff. The reason I'm telling you about this is because there's 30% off right now when you order one, and that's not going to last much longer. I know it isn't. It's gone longer than I thought it would already. They don't give us a lot of notice. They just say, boom, that one's gone. 30% off plus two My Pillows to go with it. Whew, you can't even beat that. And all you have to do is go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. And you can call me right now, what's on your mind. Tell me what's on your mind at 800-228-0550. Was that slow enough, Todd?
That might have been too slow.
I did my level best. Robert in Belcourt, what is on your mind, sir?
Hey, you sounded like Sigmund Freud there for a minute, as slow as that was going.
You scared me now a little there.
If you're going to be out on a September day, rolling around with the top down or laying out in the hammock, you got to play some Mamas and the Papas, California Dreaming.
On such a winter's day.
California Dreaming.
We are kind of getting there.
And they don't say September in the song, though, right? They're just talking winter.
No, I guess they don't.
Right.
But it's a good song. It is kind of. It does put you in that ball mode.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I mean, you got to just. I mean, it just puts you in that relaxed fall day. Just roll with the top down. You know, it's just an awesome song.
Yeah, you're right.
Good stuff, Robert. Appreciate the.
In the mood.
Appreciate the call very much, Kenny in Northern Minnesota. You're next on one. What's on your mind? Go ahead, Kenny.
Hi. First, I'd like to thank you guys for the great job you're doing.
Well, thank you, Kenny. Appreciate that.
Yeah, well, we appreciate you guys. But anyway, my brother-in-law was diagnosed with COVID-19. And he asked to be treated with hydroxychloroquine. And they told him no, they wouldn't give it to him. We were told that Governor Walz has instructed the doctors not to give that out to people who ask. Is that true?
Well, I don't think the governor has that power. My understanding of it is that it's between a doctor and a patient. So if you say to the doctor, I want that, and mind you, it's used. It has been used for, I forget, six decades. It isn't like it's some foreign drug. The question is, it hasn't gone through all the clinical trials you normally would have it go through specific to COVID. But I'd get a new doctor is what I'd get. I mean, is it his doctor that's saying I won't give it to you, or is the doctor saying Governor Walz won't let me give it to you?
Well, that's what we were told, that Governor Walz had something to do with it, that the doctors aren't supposed to give it out.
Well, we can check into that. Governor Walz, last time we had him on the program, promised that he was going to come up to this part of western Minnesota, where our listenership is, and actually sit down with some business owners about some of these restrictions and how you got to stop treating the outlying area like you treat the Twin Cities. And so I'm looking forward to that, but hopefully I can get an answer sooner than that. How old is your brother-in-law?
Early 50s.
Early 50s. And how's he doing?
he's getting better. They gave him prednisone. I don't know why, but that's what they gave him, I guess. But he is getting better. Now my sister's been diagnosed with it, of course, you know. But hopefully she'll be okay, too.
You know, plasma is also had some pretty significant success. Dr. Deb Birx was in Fargo on Saturday, and she was talking about that with a roundtable. And one of the silver linings in a lot of these younger people that are getting COVID is they'll be donating plasma, and then we'll have a stock of plasma, and it has had some success in treating. Remdesivir is the other one. You know, if you've used either of those, because they both are are touted by the experts. They're still poo-pooing the hydroxychloroquine thing that I can't say, Kevin.
Like, say, just say hydros.
Kevin is my interpreter. When
they're hydroxychloroquine.
Oh, yeah.
But nobody uses the full name, do they? I mean, we always shorten it to something every time, a big name.
Like I just think of, you know, like Oreo cookies if I don't say it right.
Hydroxys.
Yeah.
Which were actually around before Oreos.
There you go. So, Kenny, anyway, I would mention those two as well to your brother-in-law, okay?
Yeah. And also, if you can figure out a way we can get rid of walls, let me know.
Yeah, no, I hear you. I think at some point we're going to have that conversation. I don't remember exactly what Minnesota has in the way of recall. His approval rating has plummeted, and he's just such a political animal. I wish the guy could just be a real guy from Mankato, but he's clearly got, you know, his lieutenant governor pulling him one way and the way out there, environmental extremist leftist stuff, and, you know, you know what? It gets the best of him. I remember having a conversation with Tim Pawlenty one time about, I've told this story on the air 100 times, but, you know, the nearly $2 billion investment in the Big Stone 3 power plant down by Ortonville. And when the plant that is currently in operation was shut down in favor of the new one, you would have had a 4 or 5 times cleaner power plant, right? But they opposed it, sort of like Line 3. And you just give up fighting. He just said you just give up fighting. It's not a winnable battle in Minnesota, so you just give up, which to me is just is sad. But we will try and get you an answer, Kenny, on the question of whether he's doing anything specifically recommending doctors not give that drug. Farley on the road, you're next. Go ahead.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I'm a long-haul truck driver. Thank you very much, North Dakota, for your what business you do still have going on. It's keeping me employed out of Homedale, Idaho. Hey, I would like Trump to point out to America at this moment all about, I guess we need to run some infomercials so that we can explain to the general public that must be too stupid to understand how to behave yourself and how to cooperate with the police on whatever reason you're engaged with them.
See, now that I think you're onto something, Farley, here. Hang on, we'll sketch this out in a little more detail, and maybe we can forward it on to the president. He's going to be in Kenosha, Wisconsin today.
It's
more
time. Time to return to Norway. Let's plan for 2021. Nobody better to take you to Norway than Carol Juven at Juven Tours and Travel. You know, basically, if you want to do Norway, you want to do a family trip, you want to do it right, you want to just say, hey, what's my celebration going to be when this mess is over? Pick 2021. Right now, you know, find a month in 2021 and book it, right?
Yes, we have got 5 tours for 2021.
What number trip to Norway will that be for you?
Trip number 180.
Let's help them build back because this is it in Norway. Tourism is what makes them go. It's pretty phenomenal. And if folks are dreaming a little about 2021, what do they need to see?
Oh, the fjord country they need to see and the people. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people.
Carol wants to send you a giant map of Norway free. 701-237-9000. JuvenTours.com. JuvenTours.com. And it'll help you find your family with that map. JuvenTours and Travel. 237-9000. JuvenTours.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Wisconsin's Democratic governor says he's not pleased about it, but President Donald Trump will be visiting Kenosha, Wisconsin today, following violence in the streets there after the police shooting of Jacob Blake earlier this month. Here's more from correspondent Bob Haig.
Trump plans to tour damage in the city and meet with law enforcement and the National Guard. Trump said he'd not be meeting with the family of Jacob Blake, the black man shot by Kenosha police, because lawyers would be present.
In the nation's capital, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser says she's worried about the nation descending into a race war. At a news conference yesterday, the Democrat said recent rioting in her city alone could be organized and funded and could amount to domestic terrorism. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
On your mind, brought to you in part by H.A. Thompson and Sons. Not a lot of good things have come out of this coronavirus nightmare we've been living since early this year. But one is a focus on making sure things are as clean as they possibly can. Is the air clean? What particles are in the air? Right? I mean, I want to know what's in the air. Viruses, mold spores, odors, bacteria, all of those things can be a thing of the past with some of the cleaning products now available from H.A. Thompson & Sons, and they become part of your HVAC system, installed in the existing equipment quickly and easily to help prevent the spread of colds, the flu, and other diseases as well. Call H.A. Thompson for all the details on this. They've done a ton of research on this. They know them backwards and forwards. They're not going to overpromise. They're not going to say, oh, it'll do this, it'll do that. They're going to just tell you the facts and let you pick the one best for you. 701-234-9889. 701-234-9889 or online at hatandsons.com. So Farley had to go, but he said it was his first time calling in because I said the number's slow. So there you go. 800. Now do the countdown, please, quickly.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Here it is.
Do you need to hear the one?
I do.
Radio, you leave that off.
So I wait for the one.
Hit the carton.
800. 228-0550. Did we get a September bumper song there?
Did we miss something? Not. Daniel jumped in on me there.
On empty, though. We're running out of summer. I mean, you could stretch and say, yeah, okay. Right. You know, it'll work.
More September.
Oops.
More September bumper music coming up, as long as Todd leaves my mic on. Okay, so the
all the buttons say off. I just don't know which one's which.
The fellow that left, Farley, I think, was onto something when he's talking about what the president ought to do today. Do an infomercial to tell these people what to do. Really, I mean, you think about every Ferguson, Kenosha being the latest incident, George Floyd, what would have prevented it from happening? Anybody? Not resisting arrest. You don't resist arrest. You see a law enforcement officer, you comply. Now, you
don't break the law. You don't usually get arrested for breaking the law.
You may think that you have done nothing wrong. You may think you're being unfairly targeted. Fine, understand. Just put the hands up and say, hey, you know, I'll take my day in court to explain all this. I'll get a good lawyer. That ends all of it. You know, when the law enforcement officer says, drop the knife, drop the knife, drop the knife, what do you think? Maybe drop the knife? I don't know. Maybe.
It usually works.
Usually.
You drop the knife
and if you get a bad cop, then you sue the city and win millions in a suit, I guess.
But, and when you don't drop the knife and you run to the car and you open the car and you reach into the car, law enforcement officer doesn't know if you're reaching for a gun. David Horowitz told us there was a gun on the seat. I don't know if that's true or not, but we know he had a weapon and he wasn't following instructions. It's so easy.
Miyagi told me, best way to avoid a fight, no be there.
I'm going to say something some people will say is a little controversial today. I think Donald Trump needs to play the game a little bit. Okay? And what do I mean by that? Democrats have for decades told black America, you know, we're the only people that care about you. We're the only people that feel your pain. We're the only people that'll say racism. All garbage, for the most part. They just want to get elected. I think Donald Trump should try a little bit of this and go a little kinder, gentler today in Kenosha. Be that comforting kind of commander-in-chief to say, you know, look how many families this is now affected. You've got the one fellow that was trying to stop violence with the rifle, he's in jail. You've got the paralyzed Jacob Blake. You've got, you follow me? Think of how many ripple effects just this one, and what could have stopped it? So first thing I do is to say, look, this I get it. There's a lot of pain here. There's a lot of pain. And whether you believe law enforcement is racist or not, I don't believe they are. And here's why I don't believe they are. You believe they are. Can we have a conversation about that? But can we first agree that anybody that is arrested should not resist arrest so we can avoid more of these? You know, kind of the group hub kind of mode. Now, the other approach you could go in there with would be, you know what? We're gonna bring in the feds. We're gonna bring boots on the ground. We're gonna bring I'm gonna activate the National Guard. I'm going to bring in the FBI. I'm gonna bring in the DEA. I'm gonna bring in the ATF. We're gonna if these mayors don't do it and these governors don't do it, I'm gonna do it. And I think suburban moms and other folks that have benefited mightily from Donald Trump's leadership, but for some reason still can't see through that very tough outer shell, might have to think. That's my thought, but I welcome yours on what's on your mind. Mike's on the road. Hello, Mike. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Scott, we met on last year's Norway trip. Anyway,
you came to Norway with my wife and daughters, huh?
Yes.
Did you have a good time?
Very much so.
Yeah, me too.
I still want to do one of those.
I know. We can't even go now, crying out loud. We're hoping April of 2021 being the next one. Carol Juven's working on it right now, so we're trying. But, no, it was one of the most, I mean, I just can't even, I have a hard time even expressing it. Two times in Norway, it's been just phenomenal. It has, so I want to go back. Anyway, what's on your mind, Mike?
Well, I guess how can we enforce law and order with all this going on, and we can't even get the Durham report and, settle that issue with the Democrats and hold them to the responsibilities?
It's a good question. I am concerned about the Durham report for the following reason. How many days until the election?
Well, I know, but if the Democrats happen to get in, it's a dead issue. We'll never know.
Yeah, then it goes away. Yeah, I mean, I don't think he would. You know, they're going to do everything in their power to slow it up. And, you know, Senator Cramer has talked recently about the fact that, you know, Donald Trump still has an administration, a government, that is majority of which are against him. Career folks even talked specifically about the Department of Justice. He said one layer down, these people are doing everything in their power to hurt the president. So think about that. I don't think there's any doubt about that. 63 days till the election. Is Durham going to come out and actually do something in that time frame? I mean, that's like white hot, not quite October surprise, but, you know, we're getting there. September surprise territory. I don't know. I hope so, but you're right. And I think the answer is the swamp is in need of draining. It's nowhere near drained yet. Mike, appreciate your call. Anything else you want to tell us?
No, that'll be it. Thank you.
Sounds like we got a little bit of a delay where Mike is. Gordy in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, Scott. Just wanted to give you some info from a 23-year veteran in the medical industry. I've been involved in vaccines. I've been involved in different medicines. Remdesivir has not been approved by the FDA in the United States except for emergency use in COVID-19. So that drug is about, well, it's several thousand dollars a dose, put it that way.
Wow.
And it is untested, very new, and similar to hydroxychloroquine in some ways, but not tested is the big thing. And hydroxychloroquine is 9 cents a dose. It's been out for almost 65 years, approved in the United States. It's been approved in other countries almost to 70 years in some of the countries. It's been used at doses up to 5 times what they would treat COVID with for malaria and for lupus. And so it's a very safe drug in the right patients, okay? So you don't want to give it to somebody that's got significant coronary dysfunction. You don't want to give it to somebody that is at risk or is sensitive to the drug, and most people know who they are. If they've been on it before and they've had a sensitivity reaction, then they can't be on it again. But it's a very safe drug, okay?
Well, I will tell you this weekend at that briefing with Dr. Birx, she was, I would have sworn she was, employed by the folks that make remdesivir, because she was raving about it.
She and Fauci both have financial interest in the company that did remdesivir. The other thing that's interesting to me is, you won't find it on the internet anymore, but one of the first CEOs for Moderna was Dr. Fauci, and they're the ones that are making the vaccine right now. And so there's a lot of information out there that's been scrubbed off the internet about the connections between Fauci and Birx and some of these other folks and the money.
I think I saw the same report you did. What was amazing to me is this is legal, right? That they're able to get, when they work on a project for a vaccine, even though they're a public employee at a university or, for the government, they are able to get a share in the ultimate product. Which, seems
the other thing is
bizarre
check out COVID-19. There is a patent on COVID-19. You cannot have a patent on something unless it is man-made. So that's the other thing to do some research on. There's actually a patent on COVID-19. So
interesting.
The other thing,
let me just close this loop.
Yeah.
Are you saying that the reason that hydroxychloroquine, which is very cheap? See, if I say it fast enough, then I can say it right. Is cheap, and remdesivir is not. That the reason one is favored over the other is not any concern over the patient. It's about the dollars.
Exactly. Yeah, it's follow the money. It always is that, right? You always follow the money. If you go to if you Google or even just put in your browser www.antifa.com, it goes to the Joe Biden fundraising site. I've done it several times. I've posted it on Facebook, and it comes up. Every time I put that link in a Facebook post, it comes up to Joe Biden's his campaign site, antifa.com. That's all you have to type in, and it'll come up to Joe Biden's site.
So can't keep track of all this.
The other thing is the October surprise that's coming is that those cops in Minneapolis are going to get off with scot-free. And the reason they are is because Keith Ellison bumped the charge to second-degree murder. You have to show intent to get a second-degree murder conviction. And
I thought the same thing, and guess what? That will be met with more of the same as we've seen down there. I thought very same thing, though. Keith Ellison has been all about the politics of that case, not about the facts of the case. No question about it. And if you see the whole tape, there's a whole lot more to that situation as well. All right, Mike's next, then Jay. Your call's welcome.
When the world changes, you change with it. You push through uncertainty by embracing new rhythms and redefining connection. At Sanford Health, we're standing with you at every point along the way, committed to delivering the care you need when you need it. Because even when your world looks different, you can be confident we've taken every step to keep you safe while you're in our care. Call your local clinic or visit sanfordhealth.org to make an appointment.
Hometown cooking. Nothing like it. And you know what? It's waiting for you now at a PetroServe USA location near you. That's right. They're open and serving great grab-and-go homemade food. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. And great food, like the 4-for-4 special. Every day, a hot stuff personal pan pizza, two of the best cookies in town, and a 20-ounce drink, yours, for just $4. 4-for-4. Come on in to PetroServe USA.
Let's ask Brock Walker from Blue Flint Ethanol Plant in Underwood. He's an electrical instrument technician. A little bit about the question of ag and energy coming together. What do you think you're in? Which one?
I would think we're in both. I mean, we are, providing a place for local farmers to bring their corn that they grow, and they can locally bring it to our facility. As we receive most of our corn from local farmers that truck their corn to the plant to sell. So definitely part of the ag industry in that respect, but the energy industry, we're trying to, create energy independence here, in North Dakota, so we can use the corn we grow here and create a fuel that we can use right here in, in the state and in other places. So I'd say we're in both the energy and the ag industry.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stay for just a while. Stay and let me look at you.
Your lips are...
It's been so long I hardly knew you.
His voice
is wow.
Amazing.
I've never seen you lip sync a song in my life.
Stay with me a while.
We gotta wait for September morning. We gotta wait for it.
I only wanna talk to you. We traveled halfway around the world.
I feel like I should have a martini.
Find ourselves again. September morn. We've danced until the night became a brand new day.
I danced with my wife in the Fargo Dome when he played that song.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, My Maria.
That's awesome.
Yeah, she's never worn ball.
My Maria. Is that the ring back you get when she calls you? Little BW Stevenson out of your phone there.
Oh, that's such a good song. You might need a nap. Is that right? Yeah, a little little nap. And tell you what, I guarantee you this. If you listen to that song and then have a hot beef sandwich or chicken pot pie today at PetroServe USA, you will need a nap. That's the special at PetroServe USA, Valley City location. Hot beef sandwich, chicken pot pie. You kidding me?
Meatloaf. Comfort food there.
Meatloaf dinner. Harwood, I-29. Tater Tot Hot Dish, 12th Avenue Fargo location. And how about this at West Main Avenue, West Fargo today? You got to love tuna hot dish. That's right. All the PetroServe USA locations have great specials. They have great chicken, karma rolls, grab and go, 4 for $4 deal, 2 cookies, the pizza, the 20-ounce drink, 4 items, $4. PetroServe USA. You tell them Scott sent ya. Let's go back to the phones on what's on your mind today. Let's see who's next. Mike is on the road. Mike, go ahead. You're up on what's on your mind.
Hey, can you hear me?
Loud and clear, sir. Go ahead.
All right. Well, you sparked a little thought in my head when you said that resisting arrest was, you know, a big cause. You can narrow it down a little bit more. Every one of these guys that resist arrest are what? They're guilty in their mind, right? So they're...
I can't get in their mind, but you have to wonder what the reason would be for not wanting to... To resist arrest and call the situation. Yeah, so I guess they're wanting to get away because they know they're guilty? Is that what you're thinking?
Well, the fear, I'm sure, just takes, like, you know, it's like an addict getting caught. The fear of, like, getting caught is, like, I'm sure the blood just drains from their mind, and they're like, I can't do this. I can't go back to jail. I can't face my family. I'm trying to be a better person, like George Floyd was trying to be a better person, but he kept failing because he made bad decisions in his life.
Well, he was on drugs. I mean, he had fentanyl in his system, and he wasn't even operating with any kind of coherent thought at all.
But he wanted.
And if you see the whole video, you'll know why. That's probably why. Right. I mean, that was more a product of that. But it's not. You know, again, you know, seeing the whole thing puts it in context. But hear me out a sec, Mike. If there was a rash of gray haired 55-year-old radio talk show hosts that were being targeted by law enforcement. And, you know, every time they pulled over, they got shot. It just was amazing. All these 55-year-old gray-haired radio talk show hosts were getting gunned down. Evidently, Barack Obama was looking for them. I don't know. He paid off the cops. I don't know. But I'm saying if that happened a dozen times, the next time I got pulled over, I'm going to be in some form of panic. Right? I'm going to maybe not make the best decisions because I'm wondering. Now, again, I hope, you know, what I tell our kids and always have told our kids and would tell myself, just be calm. Just don't make any, you know, rash move. Let them know you're there to cooperate. I mean, I think there's a way to do that, but I don't know. There's a part of me that empathizes with people that have been indoctrinated with cops bad, out to get black kid,
right.
Cops bad, out to get
that's,
black kid,
right.
and they get that in their head, and then they aren't exactly, you know, conducting themselves in the smartest manner. Does that make any sense?
But you're right. But you're preaching to the choir here. So they're guilty. They're gonna do whatever they can. And so then our media takes this and spins it, and they create fear of cops, just like we did fear of COVID. Now you got people running around with masks everywhere because they're scared to death. And now the statistics come out a little bit too late because now the fear has already been planted in people's minds. You know, you got people probably sitting in their truck hauling wheat with a mask on because they're.
Well, don't throw anything at me, I've had two examples shared with me recently. One by Dr. Birx, and I'm not buying everything she's selling. And one by Dr. Paul Carson, who's at least local and has provided some good advice throughout the coronavirus. Specific cases where masks have made a difference, and she actually credits the total turnaround in the South. Remember how it just swept Texas to Florida just like wildfire, and then rather than shut things down, they went heavy on masks, and the numbers came down. So I'm gathering data. I am not the kind of person that believes, however, Mike, you need to wear a mask in a corner when you're all by yourself or in a car by yourself or, you know, with your loved ones or whatever. But the instances that they raised, I think, are worthy of some consideration. Don't throw anything at me, but if you have a differing opinion, I'd be welcome to hear it.
Well, I'm biased on my opinion because you don't get the truth. And now we're finding out more of the truth that, really only 9,000 people died from it, actually died from it. And so I just think it's creating fear, just like creating fear from the police. You know, you got all these people now back in the BLM and defund the police, So.
Now you raise a very good point, Mike, and that is that what do you trust? Who do you trust? What's good information? What's bad information? And this is a miserable failure of the public health entity and people who want to take something that they believe is the thing and the reason you need to do it and then shove it down your throat rather than saying, here's the pros, here's the cons. Couldn't agree with you there anymore. We are where we are because of that. Lance, you're next.
Jeff is back from Collins & Kroc. So, Jeff, what makes Collins & Kroc different than the other financial advisors that are out there?
We can really tell our client's story.
What do you mean by that?
We sit down, we learn about what's most important to you and your family, your job. What do you want to do with the rest of your life? After we do all that and figure out what's important to you, then we develop an investment strategy to meet those goals and objectives. Most advisors want to tell their story and how great they are. We want to hear about how great our clients are. The more we learn about our clients and what's their story, the more we can help them. At Collins & Kroc, we want to know your story.
Call the advisors at Collins & Kroc today and tell them your story. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kroc is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Service Advisors, Inc. 300 NP Avenue, downtown Fargo, Suite 108. Call Collins & Kroc at 701-235-0119.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.